don't know how long you must grieve. As glad came with that warning, your destiny has come too late.
We're going to skip the next 2 days.
Hey, this is Amanda Palmer and the Grand Theft Orchestra, and you're listening to WMFO Medford.
Eyes, wouldn't bother me when I was on their road. feeling great. How about yourself?
I'm good, I'm good. Hey, you are a most happy fella. What's your secret?
Well, I'll tell you. I like everybody that I've ever met. I never met anybody that got me upset. No chip on my shoulder, no hate in my heart or gleam in my eye. And as I get older, I find that more and more I like everybody.
I like everybody.
That's my kind of fun.
Oh, you too, huh, Dad?
I never strike everybody.
That's chump number one.
Oh, no, not you.
No robber can rob this good-natured slob of his private sky of blue. I like everybody, and especially I like you.
Oh, you're just saying that.
Chip on my shoulder, no hate in my heart, no green in my eye. And as I get older, I find that more and more I like everybody.
Well, that's my kind of fun.
That's my kind of fun.
And though I strike everybody,
and though I strike everybody,
as chump number one,
as chump number one,
no robber can rob this good-natured slob of his private sky of blue. I like everybody, and especially I like you.
Everybody! Ooh, I like that trumpet.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. That's Ellen playing the trumpet.
Oh, I like Ellen.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I like that bass, too.
That's Saskia playing the bass.
I like Saskia. Who's on guitar?
Guitar.
Well, it's me. That's you. Well, you know. I like everybody,
and especially I like you.
Thank you. Hey, this is Chris from Strike the Box. I'm on every other Thursdays from noon to 2 p.m. here on WMFO in Medford. The show is 2 hours of free-form music, where I play just about anything and everything. And like a lot of other DJs on WMFO, I take requests. So if you want to hear it, and if I can find it, I'll put it on the air for you and on the internet. Whatever it is. How many other radio stations will do that for you, huh?
I love it so much.
What do I get? Recent studies have shown that diabetes can be prevented, and the results are even greater with my patients over age 60. Losing a small amount of weight by getting some physical activity, 30 minutes, 5 days a week, and eating healthier has proven to be effective. Listen to the great results from one of my patients.
I had to learn how to change my way of eating because diabetes ran in my family, and I wanted to take control of it before I got it.
Having diabetes in your family and being overweight puts you at a higher risk for type 2 diabetes. These risks increase with age, which is why it is important to take your first step today.
There was a time I could not go from my basement up to my bedroom, but now I can, and that means a lot to me.
It's not too late to prevent diabetes. Join my patients who are taking small steps and gaining big rewards.
For more information on how to prevent type 2 diabetes, call 1-800-438-5383. This is a message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the National Diabetes Education Program.
There's a whole game that goes on between the teacher and the student. First of all, the student does not do the homework. I never did homework. I carried my books home, threw them down in a chair. That was the end of my homework. My mother didn't care. She said, "Did you do your homework?" "Yes, ma'am." "When?" "Coming home." Mothers don't want to be bothered with that extra stuff, man. They just say, "Good, he did it. Now, that's all." You know, they don't go to study the paper or nothing like that. Come back to school the next day. Now you know you haven't done your homework. However, the savior is Ronald. Ronald always did his homework. And we waited for Ronald.
"Come here, Ronald."
No,
come over here. What's the answer to him?
And everybody'd write down the answers. 40 guys in the class, there were 22 papers came back with Ronald's name on them. I was the only smart one. I used to even give myself a couple of wrong answers from Ronald's thing. Now, because I am not doing my homework, and my teachers keep saying to me, you know, you're a very bright boy. You're very bright, William, and it's a shame what you're doing. You're not doing your homework, and a boy like you should be doing homework. You should be proud of yourself, should be proud of your neighborhood, should be proud of your mother and father. Have them proud of you, man with your intelligence, doing nothing. Therefore, we're going to put you in the slow class.
So, man, that was really a put-down, though, man.
But I kind of dug it, because the slow class, I've noticed, all them dudes in the slow class have a lot of fun. They don't ever do no work, man. All the cats in the slow class, you see the class always going by your room when you're working. Hey, we're going to ball game! Hey! Hey, we're going to Europe! Hey! You know, kids in slow class, they're always treating them like they're going to die next year or something. Or some strange disease, man. You got to show them all these things. Oh, we're going to wait them on. Yay! So I got in that class. All the dudes in my neighborhood are in that class, man. So it's like homecoming. Oh, Kaz is here. And the beautiful thing about being in slow class is that they give you a slow teacher. So, and they're in slow class singing. Boo-doo-doo-doo-doo. Good night, my darling. And the teacher's going, I got the high part. I got the high part. But the trick of the whole thing, which I did not enjoy, was the fact that they gave me a note.
You take this note and you give it to your father, and he will come into school tomorrow, and we will explain to him why you're in slow class.
Well, my father don't particularly care.
You will bring your father in.
I'm telling you right now, my father don't want to come into school. As a matter of fact, he'll probably beat you up.
Young man, bring your father in.
No, my father come in here and kill you, man. Because, you see, he don't dig coming out of work. And Dad always, that's one thing he always said, don't let me have to come out of work. And he'll come in here and beat you and beat all this whole school up. He'll kill everybody in this school.
Bring your father in.
So now, man, I go home. Now, I can't find, see, the one thing about when you're a kid, you can't find anybody old enough to play your father. If they had a thing like rent a father, you know, some wino that you could get straightened up. Yes, I'm his father, and it's wonderful that he's going to be in slow class. And I beg your pardon. I'm happy that he's in slow class, and I'll see you tomorrow. Where do I sign? Where's 16 cents for the drink you promised me, son? You know, rent a father wino agency, if they had one.
So now I come home, and I gotta tell my dad that he's gotta come. Now, all parents do know one thing. Although they're not that concerned with school, they do know that when they have to come to school, something's wrong. So I give my father the note.
Why don't you come to school tomorrow?
Come here.
Now, what the hell is this for?
Right away, I know I'm in trouble, man. My father don't start out with, my goodness, are you having a problem, son?
What is this? Read that to me. Dear parent, I know that. Get to the part about where I have to come in to see some Mr. Freiberger or somebody. What the hell is all this about? I don't know
what it's about, because, see, what happened was I was in class reading, you know? And so the teacher called me a name.
Did what?
He called me a name. And he called you one, too. He said that, and that goes for your father, too.
Well, what did you say?
I told him that you was a good man, that you worked hard to put food in my mouth and clothes on my back. And the man told me, he says, that you wasn't nothing. Because you worked down at the city dump.
What time am I supposed to be there?
Well, he said if you would write a note and just say that you ain't coming, that he would accept that.
No, I'm coming to school tomorrow.
No, Dad, don't come to school tomorrow. Just give me a note.
I'll rip his arm off. Call my son a name. I'll kill him right now. Fool with me because I work on the down the city dump. I'll kill a man for that.
Me? Talk to you, Dad. The man said write a note. That's all you have to do. I'm not writing no note. Where's your mother? She's standing right there. Do you hear what that man called me? I haven't heard him say anything, Bill. Well, he did. You heard Junior. The man called Junior a name and called me a name, too. I'll kill a man tomorrow.
Now my father gets dressed, man. I'm in trouble. I don't know how I'm going to get out. Jesus, keep me by the cross. Oh, my soul shall follow. I'm making out a will, and Fat Albert can have my wagon, and Old Weird Harold can have both of my skates that I promised to Rudy, but I ain't talking to him. Now Dad comes to school, man, and I know the ceiling's gonna fall, but I got one last hope. The teacher being there, maybe my dad won't hurt me.
And is this the man here? Yes, that's my dad. Now, let me ask you a second.
Mr. Cosby, your son is a very bright boy, but William will not work.
Say what?
William will not work. He will not work. We've asked him to do homework. He does not do homework. He has a chance to become perhaps a doctor, a lawyer, something very fine. We realize that you work very hard to give this boy clothes and food on his back and things of that nature, and yet and still...
Shut up and I'll rip your mouth off. Now, you told me this man called me a name. This is a nice man.
But, Dad, I didn't.
Don't call me a liar. Now, get up.
And the teacher, Mr. Cosby, you're killing your son.
That's right. I made him. I'll take him out of here.
I'm going to take him home. You probably won't have him in class tomorrow.
To see the human race. fortress, we got the darkness, we got the human race. But this is the righteous, righteous. Some are garden, some are hooligan, some are guinea gun. In this yard, oh, what a righteous, oh, what a righteous. When the cat's away, mice will play. Political violence fills your city, yeah. Don't involve Rasta in your city. I'm saying Rasta don't work for no CIA guy. Righteous, 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 righteous. But this is the rat race. Some are gargan, some are hooligan, some are kinnikale. In this yard, oh, what a rat race. Oh, what a rat race. Some are gargan, some are hooligan, some are kinnikale. In this yard, rat race. Rat race. Slip a dog.
Ooh, we're gonna have fun.
Oh yeah. If you enjoy new and vintage punk, rock and roll, rhythm and blues, psychedelic, surf, and rockabilly, you'll want to tune into the Desperate Hours with Alex every Thursday from 6 to 8 p.m. here on WMFO Medford.
We pride ourselves on the high moral standards of our program, and I mean that sincerely. We don't resort to sex or crime or violence or drinking on the programs.
It's great music from the has-beens, should-have-beens, woulda-couldas, and never-weres. From the 1950s all the way up through to the present day.
Yes.
Connect with Alex and the Desperate Hours on Facebook and listen on Thursday evenings from 6 to 8 p.m. Only here on Tufts Freeform Radio, 91.5 on your FM dial and on the web at WMFO.org.
There's no crime in giving yourself over to pleasure.
Sweeping the floors, open up the doors, yeah, turn on the lights, getting ready for the night. Nobody's romantic cause it's too early for dancing, but here comes the music. Bright lights flashing to cover up your locker. So many people, so many problems, so many reasons to buy another round. Drink it down, just another night on the town. With the big man, money man, better than the other man. He got the plan with the $1 million, give a damn when nobody understands. So become a smaller man, the bright lights keep flashing. Women keep on dancing with the clowns, yeah, yeah, yeah. They'll pick me up when I'm down, yeah, yeah. The rodeo clowns, yeah, yeah, yeah. They'll pick me up when I'm down. The disco ball spinning, all the music and the women and the shots of tequila. Men to say that they need you, what they really need. It's just a little room to breathe. A teeny bopping disco queen, she barely understands the dreams of belly button rings and other kind of things. Symbolic of change, but the thing that is strange is that the changes occurred. And now she's just a part of the herd, yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh man, I thought that you heard, yeah, yeah. The changes occurred, yeah, yeah, yeah. Just a part of the herd. Lights out, shut down, late night, wet ground. You walk by, look at him, but he can't look at you, yeah. You might feel pity, but he only feels the ground. You understand moves, but he only knows let down. By the corner, there's another one. Reaching out a hand, coming from a broken man. Will you try to live, but he's done trying. Not dead, but definitely dying. with the rest of the clowns, yeah, yeah. With the rest of the clowns. Sweeping the floors, open up the doors, yeah, turn on the lights, getting ready for the night. Nobody's romantic cause it's too early for dancing, but here comes the music.
Go away.